Ugandan police have found an unexploded suicide vest and made a number of arrests after coordinated bomb blasts ripped through two bars, killing at least 76 soccer fans watching the World Cup final on Sunday. Somali al-Shabaab, Islamists linked to al-Qaeda, said they had carried out the attacks, but an official from the militant group said today that there had been no suicide bombers involved. Father Shane O'Leary is president of the Dennis Hurley Peace Institute, founded by the South African Bishops' Conference. He spoke to us about the role of the African Union in fighting Islamic terrorism in Somalia.
Now we have to really put pressure on the African Union for peace building on the continent. Now, the problem is to identify who do you speak to in Somalia, who represents who, because what you're going to do, you're going to give credibility to warlords. You're probably going to give credibility to terrorists. You're also going to give credibility to people of goodwill that want to see a peaceful solution for Somalia and Africa. What we have to do is make that distinction between Islam and fundamentalists. The war can never be seen as a fight against Islam, because it's not. And if we begin to use that kind of rhetoric, then we're in a very, very serious situation. And we must work together with them to overcome this tremendous threat that's taking place now on the African continent.